What is that one thing that's going to make all the difference in your business? We're going to talk about it today on Coach's Corner. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, Empowerment for Entrepreneurs. This is episode number 39, That One Thing. Today's episode is sponsored by themarketingnetwork.tv, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast, and I know that is you, that is me as well. Use offer code COACH at checkout and save 25% on your membership. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. I am your host, Robert Imbrielli. Happy to be here. Happy to spend some time with you this week. We're going to be talking about your business. And really, the thing that makes the biggest difference, I think, for a lot of people is so simple that most people forget. Now, I was in here this morning. I did an interview for a podcast earlier today. Actually had the person interviewing me here in the studio, which was kind of unique and fun. And really, we get into a lot of conversations about, business and really what is it going to take the business to the next level. It is not unique to you. It is not unique to me. It is a question that a lot of people ask. And I'm going to start shed some light on that today a little bit in this edition of Coach's Corner, because I know that you're in business, or maybe you want to be in business, and I know you want to take things to the next level. And the question is, well, how do I do that? It's actually pretty simple. However, it's not generally taught because, well, it's simple, right? People don't teach you simple things. They teach the more complex things. They tell you you need a shopping cart. You need a funnel. You need an autoresponder system. You need great products and great marketing copy. And you can get really spun out of control and all that stuff. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of those things. Those things are necessary in most cases to build a business. However, they're not required every single time. And I'm going to get into that a little bit today. I'm going to talk to you about the piece that's before all of that that really will help guide you, because that's what people ask. They say, well, what do I need? How do I know what I need? Well, one of the things you need to do is you need to start asking those kinds of questions, right? So we're going to get into that content today. But if you haven't already subscribed, I just want to let you know iTunes is a great place to subscribe to the podcast. You can get either the video edition or the audio edition. Both are available there. If you just want the audio, we're available on Google Play. We're available on Stitcher Radio, on TuneIn Radio. We're available on all those websites. And if you're an Android subscriber, in the notes here, there is a place for you to subscribe with Android. It's just going to give you the RSS feed, put it into any of the podcatchers you want. And as soon as this live stream is done, it's encoded and sent up as a podcast. So you'll be able to get it, never miss an episode, which I think is really important, especially if you're a business owner. People pay me a lot of money to work with me one-on-one. And here you're getting some content, some ideas, some strategies, if you will. A lot of the things that I use when I do work with my clients and in the office, and I just want to make sure that you're getting good stuff, not garbage, because I want to make sure you're getting the value that you can walk away from this with and really get to the point where you're using it and it's making a difference for you. So number one, I want to thank you for taking the time today, spend time with me. And number two, I'm going to make sure that I give you, as always, great value. And I would encourage you that if you like what you see, hit the little share button if you're on Facebook, or if you're seeing this on Twitter or LinkedIn or any of the social media networks, please share it with your friends and followers, because want to spread the good word, want to help other people become more successful. And not a lot of hypey stuff in here, not a lot of self-promotion in here. Just really some solid content is really what I look to provide in this particular podcast. Okay, let's get on. I promised you some good stuff today. I'm going to deliver starting right now. Okay, first thing you want to do is you get in the habit of asking great questions. And I know I'm just here saying asking questions, but I really want you to think in terms of asking great questions. Anybody can ask questions, but I want you to get in the habit of asking great questions. Now, a lot of times you look at your business and you go, well, I don't even know what questions to ask, right? I'm confused. I'm lost. Well, if that's really where you are, no, it's okay to be there. It's okay to be confused, because confusion always leads to, learning something. You're going to get to the point you're going to learn something new and it's going to straighten out. So if you're confused, then start asking questions of people who can help unravel it for you. To be honest with you, I work a lot of people, a lot of business owners who come to me and they're totally confused. They're not sure where to go. You know, they bought a course or they saw an email and, you know, they should be doing this and they should be doing that. And they come to me with all these different things and I just help them slowly unravel it all. And we put it into a, you know, a strategic formula for them so they can take it just step by step and move forward with it and not be streaked out and not be freaked out about it. So really get into the habit of asking great questions. And that really starts with, if you don't know what questions to ask, and then you ask somebody who can help you figure out the questions that you need to ask, okay? So that's number one. So number two here, the higher quality of the questions you ask, the better the answers you're going to get. Makes sense, right? Ask better questions, get better answers. And like I said, if you don't know what questions to be asking, then that's where you start. I don't know what question to ask. Well, guess what? That's a question, right? So help me with that. Help me ask better questions. I got to tell you something. It was one of the things back in 1995 when my business was really, you know, it wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was just getting started, getting rolling with it. And, you know, I started to figure this idea of asking questions. I would ask anybody. And when there were things I didn't know, I would find people who I knew had the answer. And I would ask them. If they didn't know, I would ask, who do you know that might know the answer? And, you know, what magazine, what book should I read in those years? What audio tape should I listen to? What's an audio tape, right? What audio tape should I listen to, and what seminar should I attend, or what mailing list should I be subscribed to find the answers to these? And I would get a lot of information. I would literally be buying books and audio tapes, and I started at that point to attend seminars slowly at first, but you know, started to pick up momentum. Why? Because I had a lot of questions. I was very curious about how to build a successful business. And back then, there wasn't the internet in the way that it is today. It was certainly there, but it was mostly America Online back in the 90s, a very different experience than we're experiencing today online. But all of those things led to, you know, finding the answers that I needed to help build my business. So I got in the habit of asking questions, and I would ask questions on a daily basis of myself. And if I didn't have the answer, or I didn't know where to look for the answer, then those are the questions that I would start asking other people. That networking really became important moving the business forward. So you look and you say, well, I've got the internet in front of me now. I can get a lot of my questions answered. You're right, you could. You could ask Siri. You could ask, Amazon Echo. You could ask your friends. You could post it in Google and just, you know, put it in the search bar and see what comes up. You'd be surprised what happens when you put a question in the Google search bar. A lot of people don't know that you can actually do that. Excuse me. Is it to clear my throat a little bit because I get real excited here? Love doing this stuff. Okay, here's the power question that for me changed everything. This one I've been using at least the last 15 years. And it was a question that when I started asking it, it really made me think outside the box. Rather than, hey, how do I set up an autoresponder? Or, hey, how do I set up a new shopping cart? Or, hey, how do I write a sales letter? Good questions, right? But there's another question that I started to ask that really made a bigger difference. And I'm going to share that with you now. And if you're listening, if you're watching, I want you to write this down. If you're driving, pull over. Right? You want to write this one down. This is one of those that you write down because it is a power question. Here's a power question that I came up with. I really love. What's missing that if provided would make all the difference? So what's missing? What's missing right now from your business? What's missing right now from your education? What's missing from, you know, equipment, you know, software, an app, some skills? What's missing that if provided would make all the difference? So what is it, right? Could be a lot of things for a lot of people, right? A lot of people have a lot of different things. What's missing? Like, do you need more money, for instance? Or do you need more time? Good questions to be asking. Do you need a mastermind group? Very, very important question. I always love to be part of mastermind groups. Do you need more qualified leads? Another great question to be asking, right? What do you need? Fill in the blank. Whatever you want. What do you need? What do you need that if you had it, you believe would make all the difference? It's an interesting question when you start to think about it. You say, well, if I only had X, and we all kind of know what it is. If I only had, you know, more prospects. If I only had more reach with my video. If I only had more people calling. If I only had, you know, somebody to help me with administrative stuff. If I only had a bigger space. If I only had a faster car. You know, whatever it is for you. And that's a really great place to start, because for me, it really opened it up, because I was just looking at things a little bit too close. And I said, okay, you know, I'd like to know this or I'd like to know that. But when I started to ask the question, what's missing? Then I would look at my business, look at my life and say, okay, what piece is missing right now? Then if I had it, I believe would make all the difference. And guess what I started to do? When I came up with those answers, then I started to work in that direction. So early on, more leads, right? I need to get my message out in front of more people. Okay, that's what's missing. That really gave me a place, a direction to focus on. And I said, okay, if I'm right now, you know, I need more leads. I need my message to get out to more and more people. That's what's missing. So what do I need to do to solve that issue? That became the question for me. What do I need to do to solve that issue? So for me back then, back in 1991, when I was really starting to get my legs under me as far as starting my own business, I knew that I was an unknown in the marketplace, completely unknown. So what's missing that if provided would make all the difference? Well, if people knew me, they would probably call and ask me to hire you to work with them, or hire me to work with them in their business, or hire me as a coach. And I started coaching back in around 95. So I knew that was missing. I didn't have any identity. So what I started to do, and this is something that still is applicable today and in today's market, I started to write articles. Dr. Jeffrey Lant actually gave me this idea, one of the first marketing people that I ever studied under. He gave me this idea, and he said, if you write articles and you submit them to magazines, if the article is good and they like the content and it matches, they're going to publish your articles for free. And I thought, why would a magazine do that? And then he explained it to me. He said, the magazine's job is to sell advertising. In order to sell advertising, they have to have people who read the magazine. But they don't want to spend money on people writing articles. Expensive, right? They don't want to have to hire these people. So they need to fill up the white space in between the ads. And he said, if you write articles, they will take your articles. They won't pay you for them, but they'll give you an ad at the end of the article, 100 words that you can put in there that you can promote anything you want. They don't even care what you put in the 100 words, because that's the exchange. That's a value for value exchange. You give me the content, you get a bio at the end, and you can put whatever you want in there. And I thought, hey, this is awesome. So in 1991, I sat down and I wrote an article, the top 10 marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. That article, by the way, to this day is still being published. 1991, 2017, you can do the math. That's an article that just keeps going and going and going. So I started with that article, got published. I remember getting it in my very first magazine, the first day it came in to the mailbox. They had sent me a complimentary copy with a little post-it note in it showing me where my article was. And I opened it up and I just sat there in awe. I could not believe that my article, a total unknown, was now published in a national magazine. I thought, this is really cool. And of course, what happened? The phone started to ring. You know, people started to ask more about what I did. And I didn't have any coaching program then. I didn't know how to work with business. I was just getting started. What was missing? What was missing was I didn't have enough exposure. Found a way to get exposure, because that was a thing I needed to focus on. So I focused on it and started to do it. Well, got to a point where I started to write a new article every month. Every month I would write an article and I would build a list of publications. And I found the editor of the publication, asked them if they would like to receive an article. And they said yes. And when they said yes, they were on my list. Back then I would put the article on a floppy disk and I would put it in the mail, regular mail with a, you know, an envelope and a stamp. And I put a letter in there and I would actually mail it out. So every month 50 of these went out and some magazines picked them up, some didn't. It was okay. Got picked up a little here, a little there. But before you know it, I had a name in the industry. So I started out as an unknown. And before very long, people started to know me. Why? Because I focused on that piece that was missing. What piece was missing was nobody knew me. So I needed to get out in front of a lot of people. Didn't have a budget to do that. Found a strategy. Still works today. Today, instead of magazines, you'd probably be posting your articles on blogs, just as effective. In fact, there are many more opportunities today than there were back then. Back then, you were competing. You know, there was only so many magazines, and you could only do as much as you can do. Magazines only took so many articles each month. Remember, it was printed and mailed. Very different game than putting up a blog post. So a lot easier today. But how many people are taking the time to do that? I don't know. Maybe not enough. Maybe that's a strategy for you. Maybe that's not a strategy for you. Either way, you know, it's just an idea of how I solved that issue for me. Before I knew it, mid-90s, 1995, I was able to leave the corporate world because I was known enough in the industry as a marketing expert. Why? Because I had been published in this magazine. You should see in the list of magazines that I had put out there that I'd been published in. It was quite a list back then. And people said, wow, you must know something. All these magazines are picking you up all over the place. Well, eventually that led to a really great book deal. That led to a lot of consulting work. It led to new projects. It led to traveling. Led to all kinds of things. And it all started, I could trace it all the way back by asking that question. What's missing that if provided would make all the difference? What's missing? What's missing? What's missing? Everybody has something or many things in their business that they feel right now are missing that if they had them would make all the difference to them. So I encourage you to really ask that question and write it down, put a post-it note in front of you, put it up on your computer so you're asking the question on a regular basis. And once you know what you need, it's simple. The strategy is simple. Once you know what you need, go find it. Go find the solution. And again, if you don't know what the solution is, and I don't expect that you're going to have answers to everything, I didn't know that writing articles was going to be the solution. However, I found somebody who did know that it was the solution, Dr. Jeffrey Lant. Back then, he was doing it. He was sending his articles to 800-plus publications. I had five when they first started. But he had a huge list and he was sending it. Of course, you know, when he built his list, it was a personalized list, not a list he could share. But I didn't think there were that many publications. Well, eventually my list got up to 1,500 online and offline publications. And every month I would send an article to 1,500 locations. Thankfully, by then it was email. It wasn't a floppy disk anymore. It was a lot easier to do. And month after month, I would be in national magazines. Publish. And, you know, those articles would get picked up. To this day, that's still a viable strategy. Fewer magazines today. A lot harder to get in there because these magazines are much thinner, a lot less pages, a lot fewer articles are getting in there, but still a viable option. Actually, better to do it online with just blog posting. So once you know what you need, go out and find it. Go out and find the solution. If you don't know how to find the solution, then that's when you start asking questions. So the question I would have asked back then would have been, okay, I've asked myself the question, what's missing? I need exposure. People need to know who I am and what I do. How do I find it? And then I started to ask those questions. How do I get exposure? How do I get exposure when I don't have a budget? How do I get exposure to my work? I want to demonstrate my knowledge, demonstrate my work, but I'm not on seminars. I'm not out speaking. I wasn't speaking a whole lot back then. Actually, I really didn't start speaking publicly until around 1995. So 1991 is still years before that came about, right? So how do I get out there? And I started to ask those questions, and sure enough, my mentor showed up with the answer. And I just said, okay, I'm going to trust in that. I'm going to follow through and make that happen. The other thing that I learned from Dr. Jeffrey Lant was interesting. He had said that if you write a one-page sales letter, it would result in $25,000. And I thought, I could use $25,000. So I sat down and I wrote a sales page, a one-page sales letter. It's a one-page sales letter and sent it out by mail. And I was selling a program for $10 at the time. And at the end of 1 year, I had amassed over $25,000 in sales. $10 at a time. Every week going to the bank with a stack of $10 checks. He was right. I didn't know any better. I just followed what he said. And he was right about that. So I went out and I found my mentors. My mentors were able to help me. They were able to help me figure out what to do. I didn't know what to do, so I had to go figure out what to do. And they helped me and they guided me. So, you know, asking those questions, asking better quality questions, you should be in your business not the person who knows everything. You should be asking questions all the time because where you are today in your business is not where you want to be tomorrow. So how do you get to the next step? You got to learn something. You got to improve on something. You got to change something, right? So ask those questions. What's missing? Wherever my business is right now, what's missing that would take me to the next level? If provided, would make all the difference. What is it? Go there. That's a really, really, really great place for you to go. In fact, that's a place I like to hang out because I'll ask that question today. I'll ask that question tomorrow. I'll ask that question next week. And every day from this point forward, I ask that question every single day because I always want to know what the next step is for me. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk viewer mail. Got a great question today from one of our viewers. But I want to thank our sponsor. Our sponsor today is the Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. Lots of great mentors that come and speak and share their knowledge. More on the way, more coming. Mitch Axelrod, I believe, is coming back in the studio again soon to talk. Really, he has some amazing concepts. He's actually more in the area of philosophy, business philosophy, if you will. And he's got some really great concepts that he shares on his videos. Dr. Terry Levine, a lot of people know her. Lisa Rothstein, oh boy, what a brilliant mind this one is. Lisa's just an amazing business copywriter. And I got to tell you something, from a former Madison Avenue copywriter, she's got a lot to share that is viable and helpful for the small business owner. All of these people have come into the studio and created what I like to call mini courses. And you get to watch all those mini courses on the Marketing Network, the Marketing Network.tv. Once you subscribe, just $9.97 a month. And if you use offer code COACH, you'll save 25% on that. And it's full video. So it's very simple to sign up. There's the sign up page there. And it is video. So studio quality video, 1080p, plays on any device. You know, your Apple TV, your Roku device, your Chromecast. If you want to play it on your iPad, iPhone, Android phone, laptop, desktop, doesn't matter. We've got different feeds for all of that, and it's all automatic, so you don't have to think about how it works. So I encourage you to go over to themarketingnetwork.tv, and when you come to check out on your membership, remember it's just $9.97 a month, but you'll take 25% off that for the life of the subscription if you use offer code COACH at checkout. Okay, should we do some viewer mail? What do you think? A little viewer mail? That'd be a lot of fun. Okay, viewer mail it is. Let's do it. You want to send me your questions? Send your questions to robert@ultimatewealth.com. I'd be happy to answer them either directly to you via email or here on the podcast. Okay, we got a question today from Janice in Los Angeles. And she says, do I need to pay for a shopping cart for my online business? Or can I just use something like PayPal to get started? Oh, is this a great question? It's actually one I get quite a bit, and a good thing to share here. Shopping cart systems are really great if you are the type of person who has a lot of product. So you think of Amazon, right? Amazon, how often do you buy just one thing on Amazon? It's a little bit like going to Costco, right? Gee, I came to Amazon to buy one thing, and all of a sudden I bought 10. So the real question is, do you need a full shopping cart? It really depends on your business. On your business model. My business model probably don't need a shopping cart. If someone's going to buy a coaching program from me, or they're going to buy an audio program, or they're going to buy video, or they're going to buy something like that, they're buying one thing at a time. So a shopping cart, putting more than one product into the cart, that's the kind of business that would require a shopping cart. If you're doing anything other than that, where it's just one piece, maybe it's one piece plus an upsell to something else, still one piece, still one checkout, then you can get away with just using PayPal. PayPal's got a very rudimentary shopping cart. You can get away with using that, or just a buy button. Oftentimes, when I do promotions, I'll just have a web page, and there's just a PayPal buy button. That's all that's there. Click it, and they go right into PayPal, and they pay for it, and I get all their information, and I can ship it, or I can deliver it electronically to them, however it is. So you really got to look at what your business is, what your business model is, what you sell. In your business, do you have a business where people are buying more than one item at a time? You know, they're buying the dress, they might want the blouse, they might want the shoes. Then you need a shopping cart. People need to put all that in the cart. You know, like, a little bit like a grocery store. They're walking through and they're putting a lot of objects in there. But if they're just buying one thing, you're just buying theater tickets, you don't need a shopping cart, right? What do you need? You go to the counter and you put your money down, they give you a ticket. That's PayPal. That's all you need. You need something very quick and simple like that. So you got to look at shopping carts. Shopping carts are some that are free, but they can be too complex for a simpler business model. You have to look at, again, what you're doing. Shopping carts can be expensive. They can be hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month. And again, if you have a business with thousands of products, that's the way you need to go. So she didn't say what kind of business she had, but that's my advice. If you've got a simple business, then you need a simple checkout solution. If you have a complicated business with lots of products and people are apt, you can have a lot of products, but if people are apt to only buy one at a time, don't need a shopping cart. You can have PayPal checkout buttons on all your sales pages and be fine. If you have a business where people are buying a lot of different products at one checkout, then obviously you would need a regular shopping cart. So that's my answer. I hope that helps you. And again, if you want to send your questions to me, go ahead and send them to robert@ultimatewealth.com. This is the same email address I've had now since, 1999. Hasn't changed. Still the same email address, robert@ultimatewealth.com. Drop me a line, drop me your questions, and I'd be happy to put you on here on the podcast, or I'll answer them directly. Okay, I look forward to doing this again next week. Thank you for watching. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for telling your friends. And I'll see you again next time. Thanks so much, everyone.